First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchione asks, what's the sign you're waiting for?
In the backyard of my in-laws' home are two large, long-lived apple trees that my father-in-law planted after the family moved into the house he'd built in 1956. My mother-in-law made many a pie from the bounty of those trees. Roy and Barbara, who'd both weathered difficult childhoods, were married for over 60 years, raised four loving children, and lost one son to a congenital illness, a loss almost impossible to withstand. They knew what it meant to stick together through thick and thin, how love's resilience is no accident, that it's strengthened day after day out of promise, determination, water given to apple trees, and an abiding love of family. Even late in his life, I'd catch Roy look across the room at Barbara with an intensity of desire that would take my breath away. Before he died, as a very old man, the couple talked about the afterlife. Barbara asked him if it were possible to send her a sign so she would know that he was okay. And 10 years went by, nothing. The apple trees were so old, they had stopped bearing fruit. Late last fall, Barbara was watering her garden when a bit of unexpected color caught her eye, the one perfect apple that later Barbara shared with her son. Roy hadn't forgotten after all.
Patrice Vecchione is a poet and teacher. Her latest book, My Shouting, Shattered, Whispering Voice, A Guide to Writing Poetry and Speaking Your Truth, can be found in local bookshops. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.